My name is Macy Sheets. I am 17 years old. Today is December 10th, 2017. I'm speaking with Christy, who is my mom, and her partner, Ginger. We are recording this interview in Los Osos, California. Share some lessons you have learned from your relationship.
Sure, this is Christy. I'd say one of the things I've learned from Ginger is how just to be fearless and facing life's challenges head on. Like, I tend to skirt around things, and Ginger will tend to just basically square off with it. Say, hey, we can do this. Let's talk about this. Let's deal with something very, very difficult. And she makes it not be so scary and larger than life. Like, let's just talk through it. Let's just get through it, whatever it is. And I love that about her. It's made me a little bit braver as a person.
That's good. I think my big life lesson is to trust. I think I'm untrusting about people actually, this sounds kind of heavy, but people actually loving me. And I think when I first met your mom, I was really jealous all the time. I mean, like, unbelievably jealous. And a lot of people think your mom's great, so a lot of people were always seeming like they wanted to be with her, and I didn't. She would say, there's nothing there. I don't want to be with those people. I want to be with you. And it was very hard for my head would try to agree, but my heart was beating hard and saying, no way. And I have learned to actually believe that she loves me as much as she says she does. And that's been a big lesson for me.
Share a favorite story about your partner.
I'll share a story. I wouldn't know if I'd call it my favorite story, but I'd say something that really, really impacted me was, my mom, your grandma, has dementia, and, you know, she's, has a lot of agitation as a result of her condition, and it's been a very difficult journey as her only child, and she's been in assisted living, and now she's in skilled nursing, and when she was in assisted living and I was traveling down there every couple weeks to see my mom, always very stressful situation, when Ginger and I started to, basically got in a relationship, you know, she basically came and said, hey, I'm going to do this with you. I'm going to come with you and I'm going to be by your side and, you know, just support you and get to know your mom and just be there by your side. And, you know, that was saying a lot because my mom, you know, it's a very overwhelming situation for me, and I've obviously, you know, grown up with my mom. So to have Ginger, you know, go down and, you know, drive down with me and be in a room with somebody who's not really all that coherent and difficult to follow and be able to just be there and smile and put on some Elvis Presley records and, you know, kind of make my mom laugh and not be afraid of the situation was really, really powerful for me.
The image that flashed when you asked that question about favorite story, not total favorite, but the one that immediately came to me is that when I first met your mom, we ran into each other at a coffee shop, and she sat down and said that she would be, you know the story, right? No, you don't know the story about my meeting your mom?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, seriously? Do you know the story, Kale?
Maybe.
Well, I'll try to tell it quickly, and then I'll tell you the parts that I really like. So I was at Kreuzberg Coffee Place, and so I ran into your mom, and we had known each other from before, so we recognized each other and sort of just said hello, hey, how you doing, or whatever. And I had just come out, kind of, like mostly to myself. I didn't know a single gay person in the entire world, because I had grown up in church. Like, literally, I only knew my cousin, who lives in Oklahoma, Carolyn, the gay cousin. And so I knew, well, your mom would say she's not gay, but I knew she I thought she was gay. Anyways. And so I saw her, then I said to myself, Ginger, you know, we kind of chatted in line or whatever, and then I went and sat back down where I was sitting, and then I was like, Ginger, just go talk to a gay. Just go talk to her, because don't be such a chicken. And I was scared of death to talk to gay people. And yes, I had just recognized I was gay. Think about that, how complicated that must have been. So I went over there and I said, hey, you know, we should hang out sometime or whatever. And I wasn't, like, being all, hey. I just was like, hey, like, I was trying to, like, talk to somebody.
Talk to
a gay. Hey, I was going to talk to a gay. Hey, we should hang out sometime. And she's like, sure, yeah, how are you doing? And I was like, well, there's a lot going on in my life right now. And I don't know what kind of weird face I made, but she was like, do you know Anthony Hansen? She said out of nowhere, and I was like, yeah, I totally do. And she said, I'm supposed to talk to you. And Anthony had come to her and said, hey, I have this friend who's just come out, and maybe you'd talk to her because your mom was the only gay person that he knew, apparently. So anyway, we went and sat over and had a cup of coffee. We talked for, I don't know, probably an hour, 45 minutes or an hour, and it was great. She asked me all these questions that nobody had asked me yet. And said, I'll be your welcome wagon. Well, you know, and we just basically sort of said, let's be friends or whatever. It was just this really great time. And then within a matter of about a week or less, is that true? A week? I really like her a lot. We went to a movie just as friends. And I literally was, now you're getting the whole story, but literally I was sitting at the movie, Macy, and I was like, I'm leaning. What? I keep leaning. Thank you. Talking too long. She just decided to come find me. You have to tell that story sometime. And she did, like, didn't know where I was. I was in downtown Morro Bay, and she left her office, and
with a migraine,
and she said, "I think I'm gonna go try to find Ginger." And she just drove to downtown Morro Bay. I'm not making this up, right? And said, "I'm just gonna run into her. I know I will." And she just drove her car around. You don't know the story. She drove her car around. She went down to the Rock. And so then she just came up into downtown Morro Bay, where I never am, and found me. I was there applying for a job at the Pleasant Inn randomly. And she called me. She's like, I think I just saw your car. And I said, yeah, I'm here at the Pleasant Inn. I'm about to apply for a job. And let's go hang out. And so we went down to... So she did run into me. So we went down to the pier. It's not even the pier, at the boat docks. Favorite story, because that was the moment we were sitting there putting our feet in the water, and I looked at her and I thought, I already knew I liked her, and I thought, oh, she likes me. I could tell.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Interviewing.
You're welcome. Yes. Good question.
That was fun.